2강 주제 기출 예제 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, Jonathan looks bored with his toys. I think he needs some new ones.
I agree. He's five, but his toys are for younger children.
Why don't we try a toy rental service instead of buying toys?
How does it work?
You pay a small monthly fee and take any toys you want. Then you return them later.
Sounds good. That way, we could get Jonathan various new toys without paying much.
Besides, renting toys saves space in our house since we won't store his old toys anymore.
Wonderful. I guess it's also good for the environment.
What do you mean?
We could reduce waste by sharing one toy with other families instead of every family buying the same one.
Good point.
Using this service seems like a good option. Let's try it.
Ms. Baker, what are you doing?
I'm grading exam papers. I actually enjoy reading my students' answers with their own ideas.
Oh, it's an essay test. That must take a lot of time to grade. I prefer having students select the best choice among options since scoring is quick and easy.
Those multiple-choice tests are more efficient if you have a large number of students.
And they are graded objectively.
True. I know the benefits, but I still try to avoid giving multiple-choice tests.
Why is that?
On those tests, students can just guess correctly, which doesn't prove they really know the answer.
That's true, and those tests tend to focus on superficial facts and memorization.
Yeah. As teachers, we shouldn't think of multiple-choice tests as the only way to assess students.
Right. I agree.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Pam, what's your topic for the social studies presentation?
I'm going to make a presentation on unmanned aircraft systems.
Oh, that's an interesting topic. I recently joined a drone club, and it's lots of fun.
Cool. Through my research, I've come across some issues of drone use, though.
Like invasion of privacy?
Right. There are a lot of news articles about people being upset that drone operators have invaded their privacy.
I've read about that. Now that people are able to take photographs from the sky using drones, they are likely to threaten others' privacy and safety.
Yeah. I also fear that the government could use drones to spy on people.
Me too. Drones can be used to monitor people's every move for political purposes.
I agree. I think there need to be ethical standards for the use of drones.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Tim, with Paradise for Pets. As we all know, dogs love to play outside. Getting exercise reduces their stress and makes them happy. If you have a backyard, creating a playground for your dog is a great way to help it keep fit. Here are some tips on how to build one. First, select a ground cover that suits your dog's age. For instance, if your dog is old, you might want to use something soft like rubber mats to cushion its joints. Also, if your dog likes digging and burying toys, build a sandbox. Finally, put up a fence around the playground. Your dog's safety should always be your top priority. Use these ideas to make your dog a backyard paradise.
Honey,
are you still working on your computer?
Yeah, I have lots of work to do today.
I see, but you've been staring at the computer screen all day long. It's not good for your eyes. How do your eyes feel?
Well, they feel dry and a little itchy.
Your eyes are red, too. Make sure you're taking regular breaks.
I know, but I don't have enough time to finish my work.
Even just looking at a distant object every 20 minutes helps a lot. I don't want you to strain your eyes.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Good. Also, make sure you blink frequently while working on the computer.
Will that help protect my eyes from getting too dry?
Yeah, I read an article about it. Blinking helps moisten your eyes. The article said it's good when you're working on a computer.
I see. I'll do that. Thanks for your advice.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, today is a good day to clean the house.
I was thinking about that too. How about cleaning the windows first? They're really dirty.
Okay, I'll go get some old newspapers.
Old newspapers? What for?
Using old newspapers to clean windows is supposed to work a lot better than using cloth rags.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Old newspapers don't leave any marks, like cleaning rags often do. I've read an article on the internet about reusing old newspapers.
Wow, that's great. What else did the article say about reusing old newspapers?
It said newspapers can absorb odors from smelly shoes. You just roll some up and stick it in the shoes.
That's amazing. I'm going to try that later.
6번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian, you're drinking hot tea. That's unusual. Are you feeling sick?
Yeah, I have a pretty bad sore throat.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you see a doctor?
Yes, she prescribed me some medicine. She also said I need to keep the air in my house not too dry.
That's right. Do you know how to add humidity to the air in your home?
I found a few tips on the internet. First, I'm going to dry my laundry on a drying rack in the living room.
That should help to keep the humidity up. And do you have any houseplants?
Yeah, they're all on the balcony.
You should keep them in your living room during the winter.
Oh, really? Will that also help to increase the humidity in my house?
Plants release moisture from their stems and leaves that will help to increase the humidity in your home.
Okay, thanks for the advice.